Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I never will forget when I was on that plane.
Thank you,
Jesus. And I said, if I could thank you a thousand times, I would. And the Holy Ghost, you woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I? And you said, why don't you thank God a thousand times? Why don't you thank you a thousand times? Now, God, it's my goal is across the world that the world may thank you a thousand times. I know the enemy doesn't like it. The enemy wants to minimize it.
Thank you.
But God, we want you to have glory. We want you to have all the praise. Even when we thank you a thousand times, so many other things that we haven't thank you for. You've been so ultra awesome. It's multitudinously good, and we just thank you for patience. I don't hardly ever choose things for myself. I'm asking you this morning to look on every person.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm trying to see a mountain of God's flow. The power of God prevails everywhere. Yeah. Give us some miracles bona fide and Lord that people can see.
Yes, Lord.
We live among people who many times won't believe you until they see you. God may be kind of those who've never seen you, but yet I believe you more than I believe. Look on the people. People from prison. They've been unfairly treated. And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to give them another chance. Another chance. Open the prison doors.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I didn't tell them I had to holler at you and scream at you. And I'm asking you, with the energy that I have this morning, look at people everywhere, bless everyone. Touch everyone. Look on Lady Betty, Lord. Touch her. Buy everything that she needs.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of our family members.
Oh, God, help us to take it. Jesus,
from our
family. Thank you, Jesus. My God, yep.
In the name of Jesus. Now, I'm asking you to lift every heavy burden.
Oh, do Lord, please.
And lighten every heavy load.
Receive it.
Oh, God, we depend on you. We lean on you.
Oh, yes.
Bind the enemy and cast him out.
Bind him and send him away. Bind him and cast him out.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
The resurrection blood of Jesus standing against you, behind you, all of them.
Standing
on you. Anointing destroys every yoke. Bless and divide it, oh God. Now forgive us all sin. And the sins of omission. Things that we should have done. Forgive us for all
sin. Hallelujah.
Coming to you, asking you to help us forgive every person who trespasses against us.
Yes.
And take us up.
Our soul say yes, Lord.
You see hearts' desires everywhere, Lord. Grant our hearts.
Oh, God, please help us.
Bless everywhere. My God, stretch out your mighty head.
Lord.
Don't move your head. Let your head
need you to help
stay lived constantly.
Thank you.
All arthritis, heal that, Lord. Heal. All heart trouble. All my God's trouble. every part of the body.
Please,
you made it and you're able to heal.
Mm-hmm.
We know that when you step in the room, everything is subject to you.
Yes,
we do give you praise and give you glory. Thank you for becoming beautiful.
Thank you.
Even before I'm very old.
Thank you
for the miracles that you've given to us here. And for all the preferential treatment you've given to us. We've been so blessed. And thank you for looking on us. Even today, that's an ultra awesome, phenomenal, ultra phenomenal way.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise.
Oh,
and a part of our convention where we seek and praise God every morning. Let me tell you something. The Lord is enjoying His first fruits in the praises of His people. Don't think He doesn't know about this. He knows about
everything.
And don't think He doesn't hear you and see you. He hears and sees everything. There's another book being written. The 21st chapter of Revelation. You'll find it. That the books shall be opened. One is the book of life, where your name is in the Lamb's book of life. But read that passage carefully. That's not the only book that will be opened. There are records being kept. And some of you get afraid because of records being kept. But there are things that are being recorded in the new book. And I believe the first fruits will be in the new book. Just use your imagination. You read the Bible and you read about people who did things in the first book, which is the Bible. And you hear about bestsellers. And every time you hear about a bestseller, the author writes another book. Well, where do you think the idea came from? The Bible says all good things come from the Lord. Is it a good thing to write another book when you had a bestseller? It came from God. All good things come from God. Here God is the bestseller of all times, the Bible. And the best author of all times. You think he can write another book? Come on. Revelation says, and the books shall be opened. God is writing not only one book, but other books. He's the best author of all times. He's writing other books, and the books shall be opened. One is the Lamb's Book of Life. But there are other books. What do they record? They record the works of the people. We're not saved by works, but there is a book of works of what we've done down here. And let me say this to you, some of y'all who are so grand and known and so big down here, if you haven't made any investments in the kingdom, if you make it to the kingdom, you won't be nothing up there. When they open the books, you won't have any deeds. This is a book of things that people have done. First fruits will be in there. With all humility, I would be a foolish person not to know that my 1,000-day fast would be in there. If Jabez just made a prayer and said, "Blessed be indeed," and he's in the book that we read now, surely in the new book, God will have recordings of people who loved him so much and made sacrifices for him. God bless you. Hope you get in the book if you're not already in there. Do something for the Lord. Now, we had a new prayer breakfast in Fort Worth where over 8,000 people, according to the convention center, over 8,000 people attended the prayer breakfast at 9 o'clock in the morning. I believe that will be in the book. Two things that you really know of for the Lord, and so they can be recorded in the new book. Yeah, and the books shall be open. God bless you. Good morning to all of you. We love you. And I didn't get that from TV or radio. I got that on my knees. Amen. So there are books being recorded now, and some of them will hold the deeds that you do down here. God bless you. We just welcome all our blog listeners, all of our GMA peers from everywhere, all over the world, GMAP. And God bless you. And when is Pastor Strada, are you on the line this morning? If so, I need to know. I'm going to release him out in just a moment to you. Are you there, Pastor Strada?
Yes, sir, I'm here this morning. God bless you.
God bless you. And Ambassador Hagen, I know you're there. God bless you. I want to question the line this morning with even a God rally. God showed me that in this world we have pep rallies, just rallying all those football players, basketball players at high schools. They have pep rallies, and they just try to encourage them. Do you ever think that God himself needs encouragement? Some of y'all think that that God never has any problems. My God, he made you. Amen. Have you ever given him a problem? God has problems. He made me. God has problems. And you don't think he ever needs to be encouraged? Why do you think he made man? Praise him. Amen. That's encouragement to him. Amen. So I want to have a God rally this morning. And if you can, open your mouth in just a moment and give him encouragement. Give him praise. As he gets encouragement out of it, out of your praise. Amen. That's why he said, if you don't praise him, if you don't give him encouragement, he'll even have the rocks, the crowd, and start saying, God, you are awesome. You are ultra awesome. You're the only true living God. All those things the rocks will try to say. But he made you to give him praise. So let's have a praise. Actually, I call it a God rally, and give him praise and adoration. Amen. And thank you, Ambassador Stern. I'm sorry, Prophet. Sorry, Dr. Stern. Record that for me on the day that we begin that.
Thank you, Jesus.
And actually, I did begin it the other day. But I'm going to make it more of a day. God bless you. If you have a praise for the Lord, if you're not ashamed and if you're not too sleepy,
thank you.
And you can give the one who woke you up a praise. Let's do it right now. What level is your praise on? Mine is here. Praise your name, Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bring it up.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
It's all in name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you adoration and praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let me take a moment here and solidify what I'm doing even more scripturally. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever need encouragement yourself? Do you ever need somebody to say you can make it? Do you ever need anybody to say what you did was good? Where do you think you get that from? The Bible says that you were made in God's own image. Where do you think you get that from? You get that from God. And it's good to give him glory. It's good to encourage the heart of God. So you think you get the need for being encouragement, just encourage yourself. In God's own image, you need that. Amen. And so what we're doing is a blessing to the kingdom. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Strato, are you there? Take it for a moment. God bless you. The line is open to you.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. We are here this morning. God bless all of the saints. First and foremost, I just want to take a moment to give honor to God, God the Father, the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, honoring God for Dr. Johnson, honoring God for Lady Betty and Mother Johnson, and each and every one of the saints here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. We thank God this morning for being able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line every weekday morning on the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. We just encourage you once again, when you have a moment, stop by the GMA Broadcast Network. Be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. I am Pastor Kevin Strader from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. Just thanking God this morning. God bless each and every one of you. Back over to you at this time. God bless you.
Thank you so much, and Ambassador Hagen, line is open.
I'll pray for that. In the name of the Lord, God bless you. Shout out to Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty, who are doing an excellent job in leadership role of the First Fruits. And thank God for Mother Johnson, Mother to the Nation. Thank God for all of our broadcasters and all of you that are listening from all around the world, as well as our staff and everyone. I am Ambassador Hagen, and we're broadcasting live from the live studio, Blog Talk Radio, and we can be re-centered by dialing 347-934-0207. And as you know, we are the largest radio talk show network in the world. So come by and pay us a visit, 347-934-0207. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. She made it possible for us to be on the blog line and has been blessing countless people across the world. I want to ask those who hear me in other countries, you're in Africa, you're in India, Holy Ghost let me do this yesterday, I want to hold on to it. And I want to challenge you to get this across your country, in your city, wherever you are, and help your people, have your people begin to thank God 1,000 times. And so simple, it'll only take you about 15, 20 minutes. If you just continuously thank him, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for my
help. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Thank you.
It would only take 15, 20 minutes. Get it across your country for me. Amen. Start it. Who will be used of the Lord? If you start it in your country, who knows, it may be recorded in the new book. Amen. You started the 1,000 thank yous in your country. Amen. All across Africa. That you got it all across Africa. That you got it all across India. That you got it all across and you make it all. God bless you. I'm challenging you in the name of Jesus. And I am in the word because Malachi 3:8, I believe, says, and prove me. God said, prove me. And see when I open up the windows of heaven and pull you out of blessing that you don't have room to see. And why don't you start that in your country and prove the Lord. He will open up the windows of heaven for you and pull you out of blessing that you don't have room to see. That's not just about giving time. That's a challenge to you. Amen. you will do what God says do. Amen. He'll bless you. All right. God bless all of you. We have our format, normally our praise reports and our prayer requests. And I just want to go back to that today. Amen. We'll get about the convention a little later, and then this is the day for gifts. Amen. If you, we really want to challenge you to give your gifts. And we're approaching our convention, and many of you made pledges. It's better not to make a pledge when you don't give it. Amen. But to give a pledge, you'll be bountifully blessed. Amen. Send in your pledges. We need them by the 2nd of June. And if you mail it in today, priority, then we'll get this by the 2nd of June. Amen. Mail it in today. Amen. If Ambassador, I'm sorry. and soon to be. Amen. But Dr. Stern, if you are there in just a few moments, I'm going to ask you to tell us about the convention and also make a gift appeal. But right now, I want to give some praise reports. What are those? That's the time that you tell of the goodness of Jesus. Tell about what God did for you and how he blessed you and how he helped you. Do you recognize it? I've been preaching. You've got to learn to recognize a miracle. I've been telling you about here in Kentucky. Now, this is the International Women's Convention, and Dr. Pfeiffer pointed it out to me yesterday. I had said it before, but she pointed it out. She said, you know, as I look online here and see the convention, I only see women being used of the Lord at this convention. And the only man that God has used on the official program has been our leader, she said that. I want to thank you for that, Dr. Pfeiffer. And then, of course, tonight we have, because of protocol, and thank God for our leader, amen, who will speak tonight and bless the hearts of the people. Amen. Bishop Charles. Amen. What a wonderful blessing to the people. All right. One of our assistants, we have many, amen, Pastor Father, Pastor Williams, we heard from him yesterday. And also Dr. Pfeiffer, and Dr. Lacey, and Dr. Stern, amen, Dr. Stith, amen, and special assistant, Deacon Regina Hodges. Thank God for my 94-year-old brother, Brother Ed B. Johnson. And thank God, last but not least, amen, first shall be last, and last. God bless you. All right. Let's get some praise reports. If you have those praise reports, thank God for Elder Coates and Elder Williams, Elder Davis, and others joining us. If you have a praise report, anybody want to get those praise reports, the line is open to you.
God bless you, and good morning, everyone, on the prayer line, and honor to the Lord and our leaders this morning, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty, God bless you. Brother Johnson, God bless you all. Today is Friday, and we want to give God a praise that will last and will hold up through the weekend, and we want to come back Monday morning giving God more praise. We're thanking God for this Women's Convention. God is blessing, and people are being healed and delivered in this meeting. And we are just so thankful to be part of it and to know that God is yet moving by his Spirit. And we're praising God for everything that he has done. Thank God for the song that our leader played the other night, Only What You Do for Christ Will Last. And if you give that praise testimony today, it will last. If you give it unto God and give it to the glory of God, it will last. Praise God. You don't know what your praises mean to him, but someone needs to shout it out and just praise the Lord. And I'm thanking God for another day this morning. That is my praise.
Hallelujah.
This
thank
morning.
You, Jesus.
And someone else have a praise
thank
report
you,
this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer.
That's it. Amen. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to thank God for another brand new day, a day that I've never seen before. On yesterday, I had to go to Anderson. So I said, well, now, Lord, Dr. Jones said, thank you, Lord, 1,000 times. So I got in my car and I said, I thank you, Lord, all the way to Anderson yesterday. And when I got there, I was went to the Goodwill, and so this lady was behind me. She said, well, I'll pay for your stuff today. You don't have to pay for it. I said, well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
So I thank God for his goodness. I thank God for Pastor Johnson. I just thank God for the prayer line, period. And I'm going to word my deep tear. I hope he hears me this morning. And I hope we can get on the prayer line soon. So y'all have a blessed day.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. That's the way to do it. I heard at least two or three people trying to get in. And that is what God is looking for. He's looking for
Hallelujah.
Us to try and
Thank
just
you,
climb
Jesus.
Over each other to get in, to give a praise.
Thank
Amen.
You,
we shouldn't be lacking, shouldn't have that slack in giving God a praise. That's the way to do it. God bless you. Who else has a praise for the Lord?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Good
morning, everybody.
God bless you.
This is A16 Charlotte Gray. My praise for today is for my friend, Miss Eddie Johnson. We have prayed for her in the past for this huge knot that she has on her neck. And yesterday a report came in that they are going to do an outpatient surgery. So I am just thanking God, thanking God, thanking God that he does things in his time and he does things in his order. And I was just letting her know yesterday how good God is and how much he loves her. And now he's going to bring her through this outpatient surgery on next week, and we pray for her. So I just want to give a shout-out to God today. Lord, I just thank you, even through this layoff, that this is time for her. At 22 years, she probably would have never taken off to get this done. So, God, I just thank you, Lord Jesus. We just put things to the side and ignore things, God. But, God, you know all, and I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in this season. Thank you, Jesus. That is my prayer report for Miss Eddie Johnson. God bless y'all.
God bless you, Sister Charlotte. God bless you, and God bless Sister Eddie Johnson. Amen. Praise God. Someone else I heard.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Sister Peter. I thank you, praise God, for another day. I thank you, praise God, for what you're doing for me, even though I have any problem with my voice. And I pick up in for some surgery, I think. I thank you, praise God, you're keeping me through the thing that I go through. And I thank you, praise God, on tomorrow, if you let me see it, I'll be another Jehovah. I've been taking it for so many years, I'll continue to take it, I'll never stop. If I can't say anything, I still would pick it. I still would thank you, no matter how I think it, I will thank you. And asking God that you continue to bless me, keep me, you know, whatever I go through, all I'm going through, continue to bless me. I thank you to bless me and keep me.
Amen.